The next part of chapter 1 of the book of Ephesians, we're going to learn how God's people are chosen by him. God chooses his people by name, and they are personal to him, and he cares for them, and he has provided a way of escape for them from punishment, and he wants to make them holy like himself. And he does make us holy. He makes us so that we can't be blamed, because Jesus took the blame for us. Now, when you become a Christian, it doesn't mean that you become a perfect person by any means. But it means you have the Holy Spirit living in you. You have the Word of God, which the Holy Spirit helps you to understand. And it means that you can live a holy life. You don't have to sin. You're not bound by sin anymore. You're not a slave to sin. You can choose to do what is right and to do what is holy. And that is a very powerful liberty, because as human beings, we don't naturally have that. And it's a wonderful privilege to be in that position, that God loves you so much that he sent his Son to take the blame for you. And the blame that he took was absolutely horrendous. He suffered agony of all sorts, his body, his mind, his emotions, in his holy soul. And he took our sins upon himself, and he paid the price so that we would never have to pay the punishment for them. And no one else could do that for us. No matter how much a human being might love you or say they love you, they can never do that. Because the love of Jesus is so wonderful that he gave his life as a sacrifice for us. And so if you're a Christian, you are chosen to be in God's family. And the Lord Jesus died for you on the cross. He knew you. He knew all your sins, and he took them upon himself, and he bore the punishment for them. And he loved you. He loved you with an everlasting love. And it's for anybody who would wish that, or who would want that, can have that amazing blessing to be holy. The unfortunate thing is we don't want to be holy. We prefer our sin, and we carry our sins around, and we carry all the blame for them and all the shame for them and all the punishment for them. And that is the position of somebody who's not a Christian, who's an unbeliever. You are rejected by God. You will look after yourself. You will have to bear your own punishment forever. And that is a truly terrible thing. Sometimes people say, well, I'll just do that. I've done the wrong thing, so I'll pay for it. And they don't realise what that payment is. They don't realise how long the payment is. It's forever. They don't understand how horrendous it is. Eternal suffering. Physical suffering, mind suffering, emotion suffering, and our soul suffering forever, away from all that is good, because we're rejected by God. That is a very dreadful state to be in. And if it doesn't make us afraid, we should be worried. I need to be afraid of that. And if you don't feel the weight of your sin, and you feel all right about it, and you are happy with your life, maybe somebody around you will pray for you, so that God will speak to you about your sin and help you to feel your sin and see your sin. And maybe then you will come to him. We can get ourselves in a terrible position. I've been teaching some youngsters this week, and some of the attitudes that they've been showing to me have been very worrying to me for their sake. They don't want to do anything that they're told to do, no matter what it is, whether it's good or bad. Even if it's things for their benefit, they don't want to do them. They will make up their own mind. I'm in charge of myself. I'll do what I like. I've seen young people who are doing wrong things, and when they're challenged about it, they will completely justify themselves. They have no sense of sin. They have no sense of wrongdoing or guilt of any kind. And that is really dangerous. That is a really dangerous state to be in, because those things will only grow worse as time goes by. And as we get older and older, those things get worse. And we can end up doing terrible things. Something I thought about this week, which a very disturbing story was in the news about 20 years ago, where two boys who were 10 years old actually murdered a little boy who was two. He was in a shopping centre with his family. They took him away from his family. His family didn't notice he was missing. When they turned around, he was gone. And these two boys took him out and took him to a place where nobody was around. And they murdered him in cold blood. They murdered him just for fun. 10 years old, and already they're murderers. Not only was the little boy's life taken away, but their life was ruined as well. It can happen so easily. If we let sin run in our lives, if we let sin rampant in our lives, it will destroy us. Even in this life, never mind paying for sins in hell, never mind that, it will destroy our lives now. And really, when we start to think about these things, and we should feel sorry for our sins, we should feel worried about our sins, we should start thinking, I need God. We should be praying, Lord, help me to feel my sins. Help me to see that I need you. And maybe God will listen to your prayer, and he will bring you to himself, and he will save you and forgive you. And at that point, you leave that evil kingdom and you enter into his holy kingdom, and you become one of his children, chosen by him, and you become holy. And we're not holy in this life. We'll be fighting sin right to the very end. But our sins don't last forever. We will have the victory over our sins. And when we die and go to be with him, they will just be gone. And we really will be truly holy and truly happy as well, because that is happiness. So it's quite a serious kind of talk today. And I hope that you'll think about it. And I hope it'll make you a bit worried about the kind of things that you're doing and the kind of things that you're thinking. Very important what we think about. And I just pray that we will think the right thing and we'll choose God.